伙伴们，大家晚上好，欢迎大家来到亲密四十晚约会，这已经来到了第三周，身体状况还好吗？属灵状况还好吗？情绪还好吗？第三周我们会越来越稳定，越来越稳固，越来越沉淀，但是身体开始会越来越弱，因为毕竟已经超过两周没有进食了。那么呢，我们就让我们的身心灵继续的安静下来，沉淀下来，让主在我们生命当中做他应该做的调整跟整理。我们一整年下来，前面两周该爆的爆了，该破的破了，现在来到调整整理我们生命的时候，我们先用神的话语来到倾听神的话，过后有一首敬拜的歌曲，准备我们的心一起来聆听神的话。
耶和华的话临到耶利米，那时西底家王打发马基亚的儿子巴施户尔和马西亚的儿子祭司西番雅去见耶利米说，请你为我们求问耶和华，因为巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒来攻击我们，或者耶和华照他一切奇妙的作为待我们，使巴比伦王离开我们上去。耶利米对他们说，你们要对西底家这样说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，我要使你们手中的兵器，就是你们在城外与巴比伦王和围困你们的加勒底人打仗的兵器翻转过来，又要使这些都聚集在这城中，并且我要在怒气、愤怒和大恼恨中用伸出来的手和大能的膀臂亲自攻击你们，又要击打这城的居民，连人带牲畜都必遭遇大瘟疫而死亡。以后我要将犹大王西底家和他的臣仆百姓，就是在城内从瘟疫、刀剑、饥荒中剩下的人，都交在巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒的手中和他们仇敌以及寻索他们性命的人手中，巴比伦王必用刀击杀他们，不顾惜，不可怜，不怜悯。这是耶和华说的。你要对这百姓说，耶和华如此说，看哪，我将生命的路和死亡的路摆在你们面前，住在这城里的必遭刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫而死，但出去归降围困你们的加勒底人的就必能存活，你们要以自己的命为掠物。耶和华说，我向这城变脸，降祸不降福，这城必交在巴比伦王的手中，他必用火焚烧。至于犹大王的家，你们当听耶和华的话。大卫家啊，耶和华如此说，你们每早晨要施行公平，拯救被抢夺的，脱离欺压人的手，恐怕我的愤怒因你们的恶行发作，如火着起，甚至无人能够熄灭。耶和华说，住山谷和平原磐石上的居民，你们说，谁能下来攻击我们，谁能进入我们的住处呢？看哪，我与你们为敌。耶和华又说，我必按你们作事的结果刑罚你们，我也必使火在耶路撒冷的林中着起，将它四周所有的全燃烧光。耶和华如此说，你下到犹大王的宫中，在那里说这话，说，坐大卫宝座的犹大王啊，你和你的臣仆并进入城门的百姓都要听耶和华的话。耶和华如此说，你们要施行公平和公义，拯救被抢夺的脱离欺压人的手，不 不可亏负寄居的和孤儿寡妇，不可以强暴待他们，在这地方也不可流无辜人的血。你们若认真行这事，就必有做大卫宝座的君王和他的臣仆百姓，或坐车或骑马从这城的各门进入。你们若不听这些话，耶和华说，我指着自己起誓，这城必变为荒场。耶和华论到犹大王的家如此说，我看你如基列，如黎巴嫩山顶，然而我必使你变为旷野，为无人居住的城邑。我要预备行毁灭的人，各拿器械攻击你，他们要砍下你佳美的香柏树，扔在火中。许多国的民要经过这城，个人对邻舍说，耶和华为何这样对待这大城呢？他们必回答说，是因为他们离弃了耶和华他们神的约，侍奉敬拜别的神。不要为死人哭嚎，不要为他悲伤，却要为离家外出的人大大哭嚎，因为他不能再回来，也不能再见他的本国。因为耶和华论到从这地方出去的犹大王约西亚的儿子沙龙，就是接续他父亲约西亚做王的，这样说，他必不能再回到这里来，却要死在被掳去的地方，必再也见不到这地。那行不义盖房，行不公造楼，白白使用人的手工，不给工价的，有祸了。他说，我要为自己盖广大的房子，宽敞的楼，为自己开窗户。这楼房的护墙板是香柏木的，楼房是单色油漆的。难道你做王就是为了造香柏木楼房争胜吗？你的父亲岂不是也吃也喝也施行公平和公义吗？那时他得了福乐，他为困苦和穷乏人伸冤，那时他就得了福乐。认识我，不在乎此吗？这是耶和华说的。唯有你的眼和你的心专顾贪婪，流无辜人的血，行欺压和强暴。所以耶和华论到犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬如此说，人必不为他举哀说，哀哉我的哥哥，或说哀哉我的姐姐，也不为他举哀说，哀哉我的主，或说哀哉我主的荣华。他被埋葬好像埋驴一样，要拉出去扔在耶路撒冷的城门之外。你要上黎巴嫩哀嚎，在巴山扬声，从亚巴林哀嚎，因为你所亲爱的都毁灭了。你兴盛的时候我对你说话，你却说我不听。你自幼年以来总是这样，不听从我的话。你的牧人要被风吞吃，你所亲爱的必被掳去。那时候你必因你一切的恶报愧蒙羞。你这住黎巴嫩在香柏树上搭窝的，有痛苦临到你，好像疼痛临到产难的妇人。那时你何等可怜啊！耶和华说，犹大王约雅敬的儿子哥尼雅，虽是我右手上戴印的戒指，我凭我的永生起誓，也必把你从我手上摘下来，并且我必把你交给要你命的人和你所惧怕的人手中，就是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒和加勒底人的手中。我也必将你和生你的母亲赶到别国，那并不是你们生长的地方，你们必死在那里。但你心中特想归回的地方，却不能归回。哥尼雅这人是被轻看遭破坏的器皿吗？是无人喜爱的器皿吗？他和他的后裔为何被赶到不认识之地呢？地呀，地呀，地呀，要听耶和华的话。 耶和华如此说，要写明这人算为无子，是平生不得亨通的，因为他后裔中再无一人得亨通，能坐在大卫的宝座上治理犹大。耶和华说，那些残害赶散我草场之羊的牧人有祸了。耶和华以色列的神斥责那些牧养他百姓的牧人如此说，你们赶散我的羊群，并没有看顾他们，我必讨你们这作恶的罪。这是耶和华说的，我要将我羊群中所剩下的，从我赶他们到的各国中招聚出来，领他们归回本圈，他们也必生养众多。我必设立照管他们的牧人，牧养他们，他们不再惧怕，不再惊惶，也不缺少一个。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。在他的日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。耶和华说，日子将到，人必不再指着那领以色列人从埃及地上来永生的耶和华起誓，却要指着那领以色列家的后裔从北方和赶他们到的各国中上来永生的耶和华起誓，他们必住在本地。论到那些先知，我心在我里面忧伤，我骨头都发颤，因耶和华和他的圣言，我像醉酒的人，像被酒所胜的人。地满了行淫的人，因妄自赌咒，地就悲哀，旷野的草场都枯干了。他们所行的道是邪恶的，他们的勇力使得不正，连先知带祭司都是亵渎的，就是在我的殿中，我也看见他们的恶。这是耶和华说的。因此他们的道路必像黑暗中的滑地，他们必被追赶，在这路中扑倒，因为当追讨之年，我必使灾祸临到他们。这是耶和华说的。我在撒玛利亚的先知中曾见愚妄的事，他们借巴利说预言，使我的百姓以色列走错了路。我在耶路撒冷的先知中曾见可憎恶的事，他们行奸淫，做事虚假，又兼顾恶人的手，甚至无人回头离开他的恶。他们在我面前都像索多玛，耶路撒冷的居民都像俄摩拉。所以万军之耶和华论到先知如此说，我必拿阴沉给他们吃，又拿苦胆水给他们喝，因为亵渎的事出于耶路撒冷的先知，流行遍地。万军之耶和华如此说，这些先知向你们说预言，你们不要听他们的话，他们以虚空教训你们，所说的意象是出于自己的心，不是出于耶和华的口。他们经常对藐视我的人说，耶和华说，你们一定享平安，又对一切按自己顽梗之心而行的人说，必定没有灾祸临到你们。有谁站在耶和华的会中得以听见并领悟他的话呢？有谁留心听他的话呢？看哪、耶和华的愤怒好像暴风已经发出，是暴烈的旋风，必转到恶人的头上。耶和华的怒气绝不转消，直到他心中所拟定的成就了。在末后的日子，你们就会全然明白。我没有打发那些先知，他们竟然自己奔跑，我没有对他们说话，他们竟然自己发预言。他们若是站在我的会中， 就必使我的百姓听我的话，又使他们回头离开恶道和他们所行的恶。耶和华说，我只是近处的神吗？不也是远处的神吗？耶和华说，人难道能在隐秘处藏身，使我看不见他吗？耶和华说，我不是充满天地吗？我已经听见那些先知所说的，就是托我名说的假预言。他们说，我做了梦，我做了梦。说假预言的先知，就是预言本心诡诈的先知。他们这样存心，要到几时呢？他们个人将所做的梦对邻舍述说，想要使我的百姓忘记我的名，正如他们的列祖因巴利忘记我的名一样。得梦的先知可以述说那梦，得我话的人可以诚实讲说我的话。康比怎能与麦子比较呢？这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，我的话不是像火，又像能打碎磐石的大锤吗？耶和华说，那些先知各从邻舍偷窃我的言语，因此我必跟他们作对。耶和华说，那些先知用舌头说，是耶和华说的，我必跟他们作对。耶和华说，那些以幻梦为预言，又述说这梦，以谎言和惊夸使我的百姓走错了路的，我必跟他们作对。我没有打发他们，也没有吩咐他们，他们对这百姓毫无益处。这是耶和华说的。无论是百姓，是先知，是祭司问你说，耶和华有什么默示呢？你就对他们说，什么默示啊？耶和华说，我要撇弃你们。无论是先知，是祭司，是百姓说，耶和华的默示，我必惩罚那人和他的家。你们个人要对邻舍，个人要对弟兄如此说，耶和华回答什么？耶和华说了什么呢？耶和华的默示这句话，你们不可再提，个人所说的话必作自己的重担，因为你们谬用永生神万军之耶和华我们神的言语。你们要对先知如此说，耶和华回答你什么？耶和华说了什么呢？你们若说耶和华的默示，耶和华就如此说，以你们说耶和华的默示这句话，我也打发人到你们那里去，告诉你们不可说耶和华的默示，所以我必全然忘记你们，把你们和我所赐给你们以及你们列祖的城撇弃了，又必使永远的凌辱和长久的羞耻临到你们，是你们忘不了的。汉语圣经协会录制耶利米书。巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒将犹大王约雅敬的儿子耶哥尼亚和犹大的首领以及工匠铁匠从耶路撒冷掳去，都带到巴比伦。这事以后，耶和华指给我看，有两筐无花果放在耶和华的殿前，一筐是极好的无花果，好像是出熟的，一筐是极坏的无花果，坏的不能吃。于是耶和华问我说，耶利米，你看见什么？我说，我看见无花果，好的极好，坏的极坏，坏的不能吃。耶和华的话临到我说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，被掳去的犹大人，就是我打发离开这地到加勒底人之地去的，我必看顾他们，如这好无花果使他们得益处。 我要眷顾他们，使他们得好处，领他们归回这地。我也要建立他们，绝不拆毁。我要栽植他们，并不拔出。我要赐他们认识我的心，知道我是耶和华。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，因为他们要一心归向我。耶和华如此说，我必将犹大王西底家和他的首领，以及胜在这地耶路撒冷的渔民，并住在埃及地的犹大人都交出来，好像那极坏坏的不能吃的无花果。我必把他们交出来，在天下万国中抛来抛去，遭遇灾祸，在我赶逐他们到的各处，成为凌辱、笑谈、讥刺、咒诅。我必使刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫临到他们，直到他们从我所赐给他们和他们列祖的地上灭绝。犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬第四年，就是巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒的元年，耶和华论犹大众民的话临到耶利米。先知耶利米就对犹大众人和耶路撒冷的一切居民述说这话。从犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚十三年直到今天，这二十三年之内，常有耶和华的话临到我，我也把这话传给你们，就是从早先不断传给你们的，只是你们没有听从。耶和华也从早先就差遣他的仆人众先知到你们这里来，只是你们没有听从，也没有侧耳而听。他说，你们个人应当回头离开恶道和所做的恶，便可居住耶和华古时所赐给你们和你们列祖的土地，直到永远。你们不可随从别神，侍奉敬拜他，以你们手所做的惹我发怒，这样我就不加害于你们。然而你们没有听从我，竟以手所做的惹我发怒，陷害自己。这是耶和华说的。所以万军之耶和华如此说，因为你们没有听从我的话，我必照北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒来攻击这地和这地的居民，并四围一切的国民。我要把他们灭绝干净，以致他们令人惊骇，被人嗤笑，并且永久荒凉。这是耶和华说的。我又要使欢喜和快乐的声音、新郎和新娘的声音、推磨的声音和灯的亮光从他们中间消失，这全地必然荒凉，令人惊骇。这些国民要服侍巴比伦王七十年，七十年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和在那里的国民，以及加勒底人之地，因为他们的罪孽使那地永远荒凉。这是耶和华说的。我也必使我向那地所说的话，就是记在这书上的话，使耶利米向这些国民说的预言，都临到那地。因为有多国和大君王必使加勒底人做奴仆，我也必照他们的行为，按他们手所做的报应他们。耶和华以色列的神对我如此说，你从我手中接这杯愤怒的酒，使我所差遣你去的各国的民喝，他们喝了就要东倒西歪，并要发狂，因我使刀剑临到他们中间。我就从耶和华的手中接了这杯给耶和华所差遣我去的各国的民喝，就是耶路撒冷和犹大的诚意，并耶路撒冷的君王与首领，使这诚意荒凉，令人惊骇，被人嗤笑咒诅，正如今日一样。又有埃及王法老和他的臣仆首领以及他的众民，还有杂族的人民 和乌斯地的众王与非利士地的众王，亚什基伦、加萨、以格伦以及亚什突剩下的人，以东摩押、亚门人、推罗的众王、西顿的众王、海岛的众王、底旦、提马、布斯和一切剃周围头发的阿拉伯的众王、住旷野杂族人民的众王、新利的众王、以兰的众王、马代的众王、北方远近的众王，以及天下地上的万国喝了。以后士沙克就是巴比伦王也要喝。你要对他们说，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，你们要喝，且要喝醉，要呕吐，且要跌倒，不能再起来，都因我使刀剑临到你们中间。他们若不肯从你手接这杯喝，你就要对他们说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们一定要喝。我既从称为我名下的城首先降下灾祸，你们能免除刑罚吗？你们必不能免，因为我要命刀剑临到地上一切的居民，这是万军之耶和华说的。所以你要把这一切的预言告诉他们，恭喜他们说，耶和华必从高天吼叫，从圣所发声，向自己的羊群大声吼叫，他要向地上一切的居民呐喊，像踹葡萄的一样，这响声必达到地极。因为耶和华与列国相争，凡有血气的他必审问，至于恶人他必交给刀剑，这是耶和华说的。万军之耶和华如此说，看哪、必有灾祸从这国发出到达那国，并有大暴风从地极刮起。到那天，从地这边直到地那边，都有耶和华所杀戮的，必无人哀哭，无人收敛，无人埋葬，必在地上变成粪土。牧人呐、你们应该哀嚎呼喊，群众的头目啊，你们要在灰中打滚，因为你们被杀戮分散的日子足足来到。你们要跌碎，好像美器打碎一样。牧人无路逃跑，群众的头目也无法逃脱。听啊，有牧人呼喊，有群众头目哀嚎的声音，因为耶和华使他们的草场变为荒场，耶和华发出猛烈的怒气，平安的羊圈就都寂静无声。他离了隐秘处，像狮子一样，他们的地因刀剑凶猛的欺压，又因他猛烈的怒气，都成为恐怖的荒野。
Thank you. 属于你。
感谢耶稣，我相信今天我们听了神的话语，我们多多少少有一些启发，有一些的开启，有一些的亮光。我们带着这个亮光，带着这个启发，继续的来到为我们的婚姻、家人、教会、牧者，还有参与这一次灵的人生40的肢体 流脂的、素食的，来到用简易灵祷告秘籍来到祷告。我们每个部分，我们花五分钟，五分钟为婚姻，五分钟为家人，五分钟为教会，五分钟为牧师，五分钟为流脂的，五分钟为素食的。我们一起开始简易灵祷告秘籍。我们来祷告。
Hallelujah. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. It says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the upper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God. There is none else, and my people shall never again be put to shame. Amen. He said they will restore the years that the locust has eaten. He will restore everything that has been missing in the past. He said you shall eat in plenty and shall be satisfied. So we are going to be praying for restoration for the year 2023, and also praying against the spirit of stagnation. Just open up your mouth and begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit of stagnation. In this new year, we decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of stagnation, trying to hold us bound, trying to stop us from making progress. In this new year, we decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. We decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we are making progress. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, we are making progress. In the name of Jesus. We decree in 2023, we will not be stagnant. In the name of Jesus. We will not be static. In the name of Jesus. We decree that we are attaining height. We decree we are growing. We decree we are attaining height. We decree we are growing. In the name of Jesus. We decree stagnation be gone. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will not be stagnant. Ramanaka le kotokoto. Iragande palakonde. In 2023, we decree we will not be stagnant. Whatever did not work in the previous year, we decree and we declare, in the year 2023, you are walking in the name of Jesus. Whatever did not work out for us in the previous years, we decree in the name of Jesus, you are working for our good. In 2023, all things are working for our good. In the name of Jesus, all things, we come against every spirit, we come against every presence, we come against every creature that is stopping us from making progress. We spill the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. I decree that in 2023, we will testify in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will testify in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will testify. Kalamana karans kopala gado. Eranda katopa. We will testify. The devil will not limit us. In the name of Jesus. The devil will not hold us bound. In the name of Jesus. I decree restoration. In the name of Jesus. The years that the locust has eaten. I decree restoration. In the name of Jesus. I decree that the years that the caterpillars have eaten. In the name of Jesus. Be restored. In 2023, we shall eat in plenty. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, I decree that the plans of the enemies will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Ragatana Magada, in 2023, I decree and I declare, you will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify. Ragata legepa, elekepa legade, eragapa legade, elika legade, elebraga legade, elegade legade. Second Chronicles 20 verse 20. Early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set up, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophet, and you will be successful. All I want you to do is to believe in what God has said, and you will experience success like never before. And in the name of Jesus, I decree in the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. In the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. The year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit stopping you from making progress, I decree in the name of Jesus, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will testify. You will testify. In the name of Jesus. You will testify. In the name of Jesus. You will testify. Amen. I would like you to say this with me. In 2023, I will testify. You can drop it on the comment section. Say it, mean what you say. In 2023, I will testify. In 2023, I will testify. In 2023, I will testify. Thank you, Jesus. Abandele broko sopandele braga bandele korogodon sepele godo. Rambabele konde braka pareko tosu bremale korogodon. Reimandi li brokoton sa pande le brokoton de kipa. Ibande le brokoton da pale brokoton sa pale godo. Ribrakatande belhisu branda paraga tanda le godo. E ribarraga tonde pele corogo tonde pelhisso rogodo. Ramende le pande brokoton sa pande le gede. I ramande brokoton de kapaleko. E pele kaparaga dande kalibro godon sapa. E raga pande le brokoton de le godo. I raga de mende ni manca pale corogo ton si pane. I blebande che le corraga bande le conda bragada. E rande le male cosa pande le corrandi pa. I ragato macatele corrogo tonda pavanda. E me canda le brogo tonda pale barragado. E rande pele corrogonde pale casagabande. E mende ragatonda pale corragatande che. I mambandi ni mande ne ni panda cara. I ramele corrogo sabande le corragada. I ramende le pandi le cosa panda cani. E me corranga da ni mande le corraga tande pa. I rame cosa pa candele corramana. I rababanda babande copane. E pele corraga panda le corranda ca. E raga pande borroco sa. Hey, just build up yourself in your most holy faith. Allow the Holy Spirit pray through you. When you pray in tongues, you don't pray with your own understanding. You pray according to the Spirit. Allow the Spirit speak through you. You are just a vessel. A vessel to speak the will of the Father. Erraga pande lo corrocoton. Erremande le porroco domaca. Irranda le marraga tonda pacada. Eka panda le corramande reketeni. Ibramanda ragadanda kapanda legere. Erreke panda kapanda le corrogodo. Irramande reketonda parragado. Erraga panda le corrogodo. Erraga tana ma papa. E pekendo lo corramande kerani. Irrama pandele corraga pana. Isande le corraga tragada mama. E pekendena karagadonda pa. Itlebas kapando. E meni kapanda kalekoto. Ima banda le corrogoto. Erraga panda le coro. Hey, therefore I speak to that sickness. You do not have a place in this body. Erragata, I speak to this sickness. You do not have a place in this body. And I decree in the name of Jesus, leave this body right now. Ragabanda le korogodo. The Bible said that by his stripes you were healed. He sent his word and the word brought about your healing. So I decree and I declare and make bold declarations in the place of prayer, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you have been healed. Raga bande lo korogoto, raga tene makapa, elema getona bakada. When you pray in tongues, the whole universe responds to your voice. You speak the tongues of angels, not the tongues of men. So the devil cannot understand what you're saying, because the language you speak is a mystery to him. Erraga papande le godo. Elema gato. Just burn to flame the gift of God. Just burn to flame the gift of God. Just burn to flame the gift of God in you. Just burn to flame, burn to flame. Just burn to flame. Rabba katane. Ega panda le korogoto. Irama ke soba katanile. Ipala gato korogoto. Erragato magapalekoso. E magatana karagado. Irramande le korogo pandale kone. E pagapanda kanaka ne kononikata. E geleko sokopanakata. E raga pandali koronde. I panda le korogo somani. I kanakantele kopana. E kanda kayanko soni. I panda le korogoto. I ragatone. I decree and I declare. In the name of Jesus you are healed. From the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. Erragatona papa. Egedegete. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree your total redemption from that sickness. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree that sick organ is restored. I decree that dying organ is restored. I decree that dying bone is restored. I decree in the name of Jesus, diabetes, you are gone. In the name of Jesus, diabetes, you are gone. In the name of Jesus, arthritis, you are gone. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that kidney failure, I command you right now, leave this body. In the name of Jesus, that brain tumor, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave this body. Ragatomagada, I decree in the name of Jesus, your body is the temple of the Lord, not the temple of sickness. So I come boldly in the name above every other name, that every sickness, every disease that is not of God, anything in your body that is not of God dwelling in you, in the name of Jesus, I decree according to the word of God. The Bible says, decree a thing and it will come to pass. Decree a thing and it will be established. So I come in the name of the higher priesthood to make bold declarations that the sickness in your body leaves your body right now. I make bold declaration that disease is gone in the name of Jesus. No longer, no longer will it dwell in your body. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified to Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer you that live, but Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rose of Sharon, he that sits in heaven and watches the affairs of men, he that decrees a thing, and it is established, dwells in you. So I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever has not died in your body that is not of God, right now I decree, die in the name of Jesus. When Christ died on the cross, that your sickness was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that disease was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that fibroid was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that issue of blood, that issue of blood was crucified. I don't care what the doctors call it. I don't care what the medical practitioner calls it. All I know that there is a God. There is a God who performs great miracles. There is a God who does great and mighty things. And I come in the name of this higher priesthood. And I decree, and I declare, and I prophesy. I make bold declaration in the place of prayer. Get out from this body. I don't know what the doctor has said. Probably they've said that you cannot come out from that disease. Maybe they've said that this is the end. For I come to you in the name of Jesus to decree that sickness is gone. Cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Ulcer be gone in the name of Jesus. Ragababanaka Esakapa. I decree in the name of Jesus, be gone. Epakalagadoni. I decree in the name of Jesus, be gone. I decree in the name of Jesus, be gone. 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 Egapanaka sondara, eraga pandeneke, ikamandele kosa, eketeke papapa, ereketene papana, elekede. The Bible says, though the enemy comes as a flood, the Lord shall raise the standard. I'm here to say to you that the standard has already been raised. And that standard is the Holy Spirit in you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witness. Elepagada, Mark 15 says, the signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall speak in new tongues. They shall lay their hands on the sick and the sick shall be healed. They shall pick up their things and it will never. Ragado, papalagada. In the name of Jesus, because I am a believer and you are a believer, and because I believe in the name of Jesus and you also believe in the name and the power at work in the earth, I decree right now, in the name of Jesus, you sickness from the pit of hell, ragapandekoto, I decree be expelled, ragato, I decree get out, in the name of Jesus. I cast out that demon. I cast out that devil. 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 Roko panagatanaka. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. If you can hear me, I would love you to scream for joy. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. I want you to say this in the comment section. I am a believer. If you believe in the prayers that have just been said, I would like you to just drop a comment. Say something. I am a believer. I am a believer. Because Christ died on the cross, I have been healed.
Arakatan de Peleko Sapan Delibrokoton Dapa. Ribandele korokoton de pelhibro koton sapale koto. Rakande po sapandele korakandele. Ribro kopandele koramendele parakaton sapa. Rabele korakatandele brokoton sapale korakatan. Eriba bandele brokoton de peliko sapandele konda. Emaka pale koraga pandele korabandele ko sapandele koto. Rande bas kopandele solo kotosha. Iramendo broko sapandele koraga tande pelhi sorandi. Repelhiko branda karaba pandele koraban. Era bandele kobroko sokopandele koragatan. Erre mando brokoton de pelhi koragatan aniba. Ibandele polagatan de rekoto bramande. Erra mando brokoton de palhesa lakandele brokoton. Irra bandele koraga pandele koragaton da paneni. Ibandele koragaton da braka paragaten. Ibandele brokoton sapale korandeke. Iramande brokoton da pale koragata. Irandele mande raka sobramandele koraga pandi. Ibandele brokoton da pale kodo. Irabandele kurapa pandele koro. Iramandele koramande reke sapanda pa. Epele kolaga panda rekoto brakata. Eleketen kapandeleko. Irakato brandele kuramandile keni. Ebele babaske bandele bando sobrane. Eraga pandele kuraga pandele kurapapa. When you pray in tongues, you don't pray with your understanding. At this moment, your mind is unfruitful. You pray by the Spirit, you don't pray by what you know. But the Spirit speaks to your heart. The Spirit makes an intercession for you with groanings that cannot be uttered. Eraman. So when we pray in tongues, we don't pray by our understanding. We pray by the Spirit. The Spirit prays through us. The Spirit speaks through us. Erraga pandele korama kato. Errabele korraga ton de brakata. Erragata na 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 na. E papa papa pandaka papa papa. E meka pala katon sa paleno rogodo.
And in the name of Jesus, I decree every chain holding you down. In the name of Jesus, I decree every power holding you down. I decree be broken now. In the name of Jesus, every power holding your business, be broken now. In the name of Jesus, every power holding your family. Every evil voice, every evil power holding you back, stopping you from making progress. I decree in the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, be broken. I decree be broken. Rema bandele kosogodo. Iman kandele koragapa. Eme kandele ke palagatsona. Eme keniko pa. Esale korogoto. Iragatsanama. Epe keteke papa. Ele mamana garagato. Ele bandele kosopapa. Ele papapa. Ephesians 6:12 say, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. And the Bible also made us to understand that Christ has been made the head of all principalities and power. And since Christ is the head, we are the body. We also reign above principalities and power. So it is an insult to your identity as a believer to be under the shackles of the enemies. So I decree in the name of Jesus, every chain holding you down, ragapalakoso, every chain stopping you from making progress, randole pagasonana, every chain stopping you from achieving what God has destined for you, in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, Rababandelekoso, be broken. Ragatana makalekosa pane. I decree in the name of Jesus, be broken. Ragatola gabandelekoto. Epeke denegetegeto. Ragatana ma. I speak to you, demon. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, not the temple of diseases, not your temple. This body belongs to Jesus. Ragatona Baba. And I stand in a place of prayers to make bold declaration in the name of Jesus. Every chain holding you bound, Ragatsopana, in the name of Jesus, be broken. Every chain holding your business, be broken. Every chain holding your family, your marriages, every chain holding your life, every chain stopping you from making progress in life, in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken. Lose your grief. Ragatone, who the Son of God has set free, is free indeed. All things have passed away. Indeed, all things have been made new. You are a new man in Christ Jesus. You were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Yet not you and I, but Christ lives in us. Rakatova, and the life which I live in the flesh, the life which you live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves you and gave himself for you. So I decree in the name of Jesus that you have been crucified with Christ, not because of what you did, but because of what Christ did. And I make bold declaration that whatever that is not of God dwelling in you right now. I decree, get out! Ragapalagato! Elepagato! Yes, I would love you to say this words with me. I have been set free from the shackles of the enemies. Let's say it again. I have been set free from the shackles of the enemies. I am no longer in bondage. I am a free man in Christ Jesus. I am no longer in bondage. Abba. Ragabalakatopada. I am a free man in Christ Jesus. I am no longer in bondage. Ara, right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. In the name of Jesus, right now I decree your freedom. Hey, decree that I am free. Yes, you are a free man in Christ Jesus. Right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. Rejoice, for you have been made free. Rejoice that you are a free man. Rejoice, for you are a free man. Christ has made you free. God has made you free. God has made me free. God has made us free. We are free. Ragabababababa. Emanale kosoko padaka. Rebababandele kopadakatana kapakatono koto. Rebondo sopalika nakande kosh. Rababababa. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9-10, if you believe in your heart, Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
我们来到最后一个阶段，就是与主亲密、亲近、贴近、浸泡、等候、默想神的时段。我们花15分钟的时间来到默想神，来到思考神，来到思想神，来到等候神。可能在这个时间，他会和你说话，他会和你对话。愿我们今天晚上的亲密事实晚约会带给你跟神非同凡响的交流、沟通、说话、聊天。加油，伙伴们，我是以诺，你的朋友，你的知己，你的伙伴。
You're the one that I long for. Thank you.